year. So we spoke about two different aspects of Brichas Kohanim that emanate from two different parshiyot in Chumash. One, the parshiyah Naso, that addresses the mitzvah of Brichas Kohanim as an autonomous, independent kind of mitzvah, no different than Tkiyah Shofar and the mitzvah of taking the lulav. And the Torah there does not at all delineate any of the details, any of the minutia relating to Brichas Kohanim. And then there's a second set of psukim that's found in Shmini. There the Torah connects Brichas Kohanim with the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. So it seems that that parsha also has in it as well, by Yisra'aron as Yadav Elohim, by Yavorachim, the idea of Nesias Kapayim, the fact that the Kohanim have to spread their hands. So that seems to be another aspect that we spoke about yesterday in terms of the Brichas Kohanim, the two different aspects. We actually compared it, if you recall, to two brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, one bracha Shema Koleinu, which is essentially a bracha asking Hashem to listen to Hatzfilot. And then there's a second bracha Britzei, which has to do with the Korban, Ritzui, Benir Tzolot, Chaper Olav, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in the context of Korbanos. It's a completely separate aspect that we're asking Hashem to not just respond to Hatzfilot, but also that Hatzfilot should be accepted as a Korban. And that's the connection. Ritzei is connected to the Pasha in Shmini, and the Shomea Tfilah is the other aspect of Brichat Kohanim, which is a Din Tfilah. So someone actually asked me, with reference to Sim Shalom, the connection, clearly, Brichat Kohanim, there's no doubt that it's integrally related to Sim Shalom, which of course is the bracha that falls upon the heels of the Brichat Kohanim. So perhaps I will also address that. This is all by way of a kind of preamble, till we get down to the details, which will be a while, it looks like. Since Baruch Hashem, I credit everything to Rav Aryeh Rendel Shlita. So I'm happy you are mezakeh me, and I'm trying to be mezakeh all of you if I possibly can. So I want to start with the Gemara in Seita, and Daf Lamed Tesem Beis and Daf Mem. The Gemara says, "Bizman she'akonim bevarchim esam," when the Kohanim would go ahead and give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, "Mahein omrin," what exactly would the Kohanim say? And the Gemara here describes what the Kohanim would say, Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Chisda, Baruch Hashem Malachot Gibori Koach, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav Mishosav Osi Ritzono, Baruch Hashem Kol Masav, Bechol Mekomot Memshalto, Baruch Hinaf Shiyas Hashem. A whole series of psukim, essentially praising Hashem, and all the Tzivot Hashemayim, all the hosts, all the heavenly hosts are involved in this Shevach Vodot Hashem is Baruch. And the Gemara continues, but Musaf to Shabbat, what do they do on Musaf? Om Rav Asi, Shura Malos, in the Baruchas Hashem, Kol Abdi Hashem, Omnin, Beves Hashem, Barelo, Tzuch, Baruchas Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Tzion, Tzion, has another series of Tzuchim that was said in the context of Musaf. The Gemara then asks, what about Mincha, of a Tainus? And again, the Gemara continues to quote many, many Tzuchim, Ne'ilav, Yom Kippur. Again, the Gemara cites Tzuchim, So then the Gemara has the following statement. The Gemara says, anyone who says he's talking outside of Beis HaMikdash is laboring on an egregious error. The B'mignish Nami, lo mi boi le memir, really should not even have been said in the Beit HaMikdash. He's talking, why? And the Gemara uses the following line, which is a very signal, very significant, very accentuating line. Klum yesh lecha evit shevavarach yosof eino mazim. What, is it possible that an evit is the recipient of a bracha and doesn't listen? Am ha'bacha rab chanina teda, the B'gvul Nami boi le memir. No, we have to say both in the B'mignish and also in the B'gvul. Why? Is it possible that an Eved can be the recipient of a bracha and doesn't respond graciously? So these Tzukim are a gracious response on the part of Klal Yisrael to the outpouring of Avah on the part of the Kohanim. We have two Kohanim sitting here. One Rav Aryeh Rendel Shlita and another Kohen over there, the back, who happens to be my Rebbe, and one of my Talmidim, Baruch Hashem. So the Gemara requires a lot of explanation. First of all, what's the marker for these Tzukim? Why are we saying these Tzukim? So Rashi says, commenting on this last line that I just cited to you, She'yiru mazbirek ponim, that those who are the recipients of the bracha, namely we call Yisrael, we should say, U'modim l'fonav al birchosa, we acknowledge, we thank Hashem for the bracha that he's delivering to us via the conduit of the Kohanim, laharok shehei nochas lahem, to show the nochiyut, to show that we obviously please, we're happy that we're the recipient of such bracha. Rashi also writes a bit later, and amen. Laharok shebirchas rabo chashuv alo, the bracha my Rebbe being the Ribbono Shel Olam, that bracha is sweet to me. V'tigmel l'rabo olavidach, and I'm going to obviously pay back my Rebbe, as it were. I'm going to acknowledge the bracha that Hashem, through the Kohanim, through the pipeline of the Kohanim, has vouchsafed to me. But the question is, what's the distinction between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that the Gemara has an opinion that the Sukkah only said in the Mikdash, and not the Gemara, not outside the Mikdash? So Rashi also comes to explain that, says Rashi, because they would say the Bichas Kohanim with the Shem Hashem, namely the Shem Hashem spelled out, there are different Shemos of Hashem, 72 letters, less than that, I'm not getting into that right now, but that was only said in the Midrash, the Shem on the Parash, when the Kohanim would say the Bracha. So now that's the reason why, L'chvod Hashem, only in the Midrash should we recite such talking. What does that mean? So let me just attempt to explain, and all this is by way of, again, introduction, preamble, until we get down to the basics, which looks like, as I said, it's going to be a while. So there's a Mishnah Megillah, a famous Mishnah of Chof Gimel. The Mishnah has a list of items that require a minyan. Now we're familiar, many items that require a minyan. We know that Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan, and there's a whole series of other items. I could go through all of them, but one of them is the Tzias Kapayim. Tzias Kapayim requires a minyan. Now, in general, we know that the source for a minyan is the idea of Davar Shebikdusha requires Asara. What's Davar Shebikdusha? It's a general translation of Prim Godin. This is how Salvation Zatzal always translated the Davar Shebikdusha, when there's initiative and response. The Shia Tzibur initiates a dialogue with the Tzibur, and the Tzibur responds, namely, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. The Shia Tzibur says, Baruch Hashem Avarach, and the Tzibur responds, Baruch Hashem Avarach, Yelavoy. That's called the dialogue. That dialogue is the fulfillment of the Pasuk Chumash, the Nikdashni B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. That dialogue means that we have to go ahead and be the Kaddish Hem Shammai. We have to sanctify the name of Hashem. So that is called Adavah Shebikdusha. Adavah Shebikdusha means there's a conversation between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Shriat Tzibur. He's the one who initiates that conversation. So that's in Kaddish, that's in Kedusha, that's in Baruch Hu, where we have initiative and response. So the Mishnah has Megillah. Tzias Kapayim requires that. Yes, the Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the source? Why do we need a minyan for the Tzias Kapayim? Omra Chia Ba'aba, Omra Ab Yechanan, V'nikdashni B'tok B'nei Yisrael, Kol Dabar Shebikdusha, Lo Yipach Nei Asar, the Gemara says explicitly, and the Tzias Kapayim is called Dabar Shebikdusha. Now, offhand, we would say that, of course, it's Dabar Shebikdusha, because what's happening? The Sheikh Tzibur is the one, Omor Lohem, he props the Kohanim, and the Kohanim say, Yevor Echecha. Now, you obviously are aware of the fact that at one time, I think many Sidurim had Sukkim written right after the each bracha, or each chelik of the bracha. And that's who the Tzibur is to say, I grew up saying the Sukkim. The Shavru and the Pesukim say, it's incorrect. It should not be said. A lot of people thought that were incorrect. For example, in the shul that I dabbled in as a little kid, with the exception of my father's bracha and the Rav, found the only two people who knew halacha. The whole shul turned around. The backs were facing the Kohanim. And that's against a Gemara Mefureshet, the Din Shacharach, Ponim Keneged Ponim. It's one of the most important criteria for Bechas Kohanim is the idea of Ponim Keneged Ponim. Astounding how that could be. So the answer is, they were frightened by the Gemara in Chagiga Tazayim. The Gemara says, called Misakel, when a person looks at Kohanim, B'Shach Bechas Kohanim, ain't no chaos. That God forbid, Rachman Litzayim, his eyes will be dim. So they were so frightened about that Gemara. Fascinating, they knew that Gemara. But they didn't know the Gemara that requires Ponim Keneged Ponim. That Gemara is not even called the Halacha. And yet the Gemara of Ponim Keneged Ponim is clearly called the Halacha. And yet, for whatever reason, as I said, that was something that was absolutely, people were simply frightened out of their wits. They were apprehensive about seeing the hands of the Kohanim, so they would turn around with the backs of the Kohen. The Gemara says, they're not Bichlal HaBrocha. That those people who are Achari Kohanim ain't on Bichlal HaBrocha. Clear Gemara, it's all over Shas. Number of times the Gemara says that those who are behind the Kohanim, that's why people usually are careful to move up, to make sure that the Kohanim are in front of them. And that's a very important halacha. The Gemara says, God, the moment of the Chavero, Ponim Keneged Ponim. Anyway, that's what I remember. A lot of things that were done, we were not very knowledgeable. And that's why it's something which is, unfortunately, thank God that's been improved. And equally, in the part of the Sukkah are concerned, so someone told me, I didn't look carefully to see what the story is, but in the art scroll, they corrected the problem. They eliminated the psukim. They took out the psukim in the article Sina, and also today the Heintendigger Mahzorim, those Mahzorim that we have today, don't have actually those psukim. So Baruch Hashem, we are Achshidara. The Dora has obviously improved in many, many respects. And it's interesting, my father was told there was a only you would know this, or maybe about you would know also. I don't think Philip, because in South Africa, I can't imagine. There's a book called, I think the author is Nathan Asabel, and it's something about Jewish folklore and Jewish tradition. Are you familiar with that? Only our adults who know this book. So in that book, this, I haven't seen this book in decades, but my father showed me, if I'm not quoted correctly, so he said the following. He said that in Yiddish folklore, based on that gemara, called Bishmastaka Lane of Chaos, if you look, your eyes begin. So in Yiddish folklore, that book, it said, if you look once, your right eye will be blinded. And if you look twice, your left eye will be blinded. And the third time, you'll die. But it doesn't say that in the gemara. And also, how can you look at a third time if after both times your eyes are blinded? So I remember Paul Shum could get past that in that book by Asenbel. I haven't seen that book in probably 55 years, I'm sure, I'm not joking. But that's what I recall reading that book. My father was empty, all this kind of literature. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make here is that why is this called Darshan B'Kedusha? Ostensibly, because there's obviously this initiative and response takes place. It has good. Okay, excellent question. I'm going to discuss it in a moment. So it would seem that that's the marker. If you take a look at the run over there, and that's Sugya, Megillah, Daphal Gimel, the run is on the Dapia Rifia, Zirak, and Megillah, the base. He writes, Sim Kosuvorchus Bnei Yisrael Amor Lehem. The Pasuk says, in Nosto, that's the first parasha we mentioned today and yesterday, that the Kohanim should give a bracha to the Klal Yisrael, tell them Amor Lehem, Bnei Yisrael, Asar Mashma. It says, Kosuvorchus Bnei Yisrael. And what's Bnei Yisrael? Says, there are 10 people. How do we know that? That's Chazal learned out from the Rambam, the Gemara Brachos. That Eda, unfortunately, we're using the Eda of the Rambam to teach us about the requirement of 10 people for positive things, maybe for a minion, but whatever case, the Rambam says, that's the source for Darshan B'Kedusha. So apparently you see, according to this, no, the reason why we have Asura is not because of Darshan B'Kedusha, but rather, we learn now from Darshan B'Kedusha, whatever the terms in Eda Yisrael, what does it mean, 10 people? That's what the Rambam says. But the Gemara is the Kasha, Minani Mile, and the Gemara says, Vinigdashti called Darshan B'Kedusha, Yipame Asura. But to read the Gemara literally, it sounds like it's Darshan B'Kedusha. The Rambam explains this Gemara, not in light of Darshan B'Kedusha, rather, Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael means 10. That's what the concept of Bnei Yisrael means. However, the Rambam writes the following, Berachas Chosfila, Alacha Dalin. They know some came to Pachan Asura. You don't do Berachas Koran in less than 10 Jews. The Chen Lo Yechad, Mavarach Berach Shema, Bakal Shomim. This concept of Paris al Hashma, which needs separate discussion, I think my focus is on what it is, but the Rambam says also that requires 10 people. They know Mimkashil Basara, they are quite a no student, El Basara, they require a minion, Bakonim and a minion, Shekolasar Miswell, Hemani Koyim Eda. 10 people are holding Eda, the Holder should reduce your Lady Hale Betoka Eda Miswell. So you see from the Rambam that he does not learn like the Rambam, he learns it tomorrow, literally, that the Rambam learns. And we're talking about 10 people because it says called Svarach Lebe Yisrael. And the Rambam learns, no, Bichas Kod is not said before the Asura, but it's the Darshan B'Kedusha. What does that mean? So we said a month ago, Darshan B'Kedusha means this dialogue between the Tzibur and the Sheat Tzibur. Right? The Sheat Tzibur initiates the dialogue, the Tzibur hopefully responds affirmatively, and that dialogue is the fulfillment of the Pasuk Yidashim B'Tapun Yisrael. And that's called Kiddush Hashem. That's intended to be sanctified in the name of Hashem. So here, there's a new din that Birchas Kohanim apparently requires those who hear the bracha of the Kohanim, they have to respond and say, Sheva to Hashem is Barach. Means the Mizborchim. Just like this Sevech HaRedim, first Bir Halacha in Hilchot Birchas Kohanim Kuf Chafes, calls the Sevech HaRedim, Avalos Zahaskari, that he said, just like this is a mitzvah, Lebarech es Am Yisrael, it's also a mitzvah, the part of Am Yisrael, Lehizborech. It's a mitzvah that we should be the recipients of the bracha. We should receive the bracha of the Kohanim graciously.
And what's the
act?
What's the act? Is it the amen? They have to do something affirmative.
Yeah, but the affirmative.
If they don't say amen, it's not
called. That's not completely correct because, as you undoubtedly know, first of all, it's hard to say bracha b'shemo. And according to the Ashkenaz, that's a hetzer. Okay, the Akshas and Tzohamim, in general, the halachi, the Gemara says, Shomea Kone works in one sukkah. Shomea B'le'omer Yotze. We pass in the Chachidush and Tzohamim, that what you said, correct. But you don't have to be Yotze without Tzohamim. But it's based on the concept, as you said, Shomea Kone. But the problem is that the Gemara seems to be saying, who did? The Gemara is saying that, first of all, we know that there are people who are not called Bracha. I mentioned a few moments ago, if you're behind the Kohanim, you're not called Bracha. Am Shebesodos. They are a nuisance. They are called B'chal HaBracha. Even they just can't get the shul. It's not their fault. We're not going to put the onus on them. But those who are behind and can move forward, can move in front of the Kohanim, they are not considered to be B'chal HaBracha. The din is, apparently, there are people who are B'chal HaBracha and people who are not B'chal HaBracha. There are people who are B'chal HaBracha. So those who are B'chal HaBracha, the Gemara seems to say that there's an obligation of those who are receiving the bracha to respond by saying, Hallel, Baudot, Tashem, Izbrach. All the psukim, the Gemara says, so there seems to be a proof to that idea. That you cannot hear the bracha of the Kohanim without responding in some form or fashion. And apparently, what do you see? That the real Mubarak, the Rambam says it. I think I mentioned this already any number of times, but I'm very fond of it, so I have to mention it again. Today, someone actually played for me. There's a Sirtom. I'm not in any of these Sirtom. I don't know anything that goes on in the world unless people tell me. So I don't have a clue what's happening. I have a clue with Rashi and Texas and the Ramah, but anything else is not my interest. So they show me there's a great gong in Toronto, Rabbi Avraham Price, the Talmid Baruch. I don't know if you know that name. He was a Talmud of the Sotachot, of the Avi Nezir. And his Talmud was a going of Vidal Yachol Bezatzal. The Talmud of the Rabbi Avraham Price, he lived, he was born in 1900, and he died in 94. In 1994, Baruch Hashem, he was a genius, just an absolute giant beyond giant. So, what? That's Rafelda. Yes, but I'm talking about Rav Price. Mishnah Sabrom. This one called Mishnah Sabrom. That guy, he wrote many svar. He wrote Rashi's, he also wrote Amnes Smag, three massive volumes, Avei Keres, Shein Kavo. They're probably about several thousand pages. So I remember I approached him in Toronto, to answer the person, the son, he looks at me. He says, "You have a shir bracha. Help me stick out for them." He says, "You look like a shir bracha. You don't have the money to pay for it." That's what he told me. And then he sold it to me, $100 for a sefer, which is a little bit on the steep side, but I bought it. And that you can't get this from today. I had a Baruch Hashem, and this farmer, unbelievable. He was more than God. The reason why I'm quoting all this, I'll tell you in a second. So I felt it's a time to bracha. I had a practice, I saw it myself. He was actually my youngest son, Sandik, Avram Yitzhak, the Sandik Avram Yitzhak. So he had a practice in the Bechas Kohanim and the Shol Shvigolim, when they did the Chutzaretz, he would say Ashikah. That's where one of my, I have a lot of Shigasin about it. So this is one of my Shigasin. So I say, but he wasn't the only one I saw doing it. I saw also Rabbi Chil Michalab, also, the son of the Bracha also did it, and the Bronx Jewish Center, the son of Adrak Avashi Chalab, was the going on there was very close to Rakub Zatzal. But Kitzer, I saw my father Shom did it also. He would go to the, but he would make sure the Kohanim stayed out of the Bima. Now will Kohanim love this a lot. It's the Klimish Tabura. They don't learn B'chas Kohanim, B'chas Kohanim. Anyway, so Klimish Tabura, they shouldn't leave. They shouldn't leave the Bima until the carriage is sent. Why? This way, no one should run over to them and say, Yeh Yashir, B'chas Kohanim Tabura. And say, Yashir, Kah, Yeh Yashir. What was that? The Hefzek, it's a Hefzek. Middle of Kaddish. So they don't want to announce the middle of Kaddish. They should stay there until the end. Yes, what was that?
He's also
Marcy. That's what we say. No. The issue that you're raising is another issue. Abatilla is into all the issues. He was okay. Call me in Dain Sukhola, the Gemara says. Anyway, so Kitzer. So the Rabbi Soloveitchik, once there was a Tekkes of Smicha, a Smicha ceremony for young people who were getting Smicha. So I decided many decades ago to go to that temple. So he gets up, some very rousing drasha kedago, and then he says he has to give everyone his smicha. So he said the following, he's mekayim apasuk chumash, v'samach es yado av hashapah. That's what he's doing. He's giving smicha to a bunch of bullocks, a bunch of harim, and then he said, if you look at the back of the smicha top, I wrote down the telephone number of Adrein HaMashiach Hainzi, that's all. Don't you dare pass the shayla. Is that very issue? I gave you that number so you go know who to call in order to know how to pass to the Shaila. As far as I'm concerned, I was the time of Asuk. I gave Smicha, or Shapach. So Abidali Felder used to give a Yashikar to the Kohanim. So in terms of what you mentioned, If a kohen, you tell him yashikur, and then what does he say? He responds to you. That's what Shaila, what you're talking about. Yachem says it's not a problem. Okay, I can't, that's a separate discussion now, but I think I've already spoken this about a number of times. I heard from Adon Rapam Zatzal that many, this is mamish decades ago when I was a teenager. I started with Shmuzin, Davadas, and what is Brex? I heard from Rapam. He said that I fell up with a man. I was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old when I stayed with Shmuzin. All the Abrechim with the Kedel over there, 25-year-old people, married people. And I was about mitzvah, and he put me right in front of him. Right in front of him, because what was I doing there, basically? But then my father sent me there, basically, to keep me out of trouble. So the Avraham HaKohen Pam, so he said that he heard from Avraham Gazovsky. Avraham Gazovsky is the Mishpacha of Bachber. So he's so he said, Avraham Gazovsky, what? Hey, the son-in-law of Bachber. So Shiva Tavadasa, he said, Avraham Gazovsky, the reason why you give a Yashin Kach, because the bracha has to be Biava. A kohen can get a bracha by Abba to God's Klal Yisrael. Oh no, Yitzim and Aklal, whoop there, Yashin Kach. He can give a Yashin Kach. He can say a bracha by Abba to every single member of Klal Yisrael, then he deserves a Hadi Yashin Kach. That's what Avraham Gazovsky said. Kohenim Aschonim and the Gemara. The Gemara Baba said, Gemara is over Shas. About Kohenim, they claim Kohenim don't have good voices, but Baba is an exception. But he's Yitzim and Aklal. So are you. I have number of questions over here. The kids, sir. So he's the Yashikah because come the Yashikah and get the Abba. You give the, because the Mishabur comes from the Zaya. I'm off the topic. Kain, the Rachel, the Abba, the Yavarech. The Kain who has some Tina Belibo, and there's one of the people there in the call, he can't, it's a Sakana. So he has to give the Rachel the Abba. That's what he called by Rabbi Abu Gazovsky. And the other explanation, I think I told you the other explanation, I have to have everything, a thousand times. Anyway, so the Rambam has a famous deed. The Rambam says, let's say a kohen is not so, I'm not talking about present company. Present company is excluded. But let's say a kohen is not so, his morals are not so great, his business ethics leads what to desire, and maso matter of the moon. The Rambam has all kinds of things. So the question is, Ech toil birchas head yodzet, Moshe Rambam? How is that part of this person going to help anyone? That's true. That's true. The Gemara says that, but not in the context of Birchas Kohanim necessarily. Anyway, the kids are, so the Rambam says, "Al Tikma Al Birchas Yodzeh." Why? Because he's only a shop. He's only a pipeline. Who's the one giving the bracha? Which and the Kohen says the pipeline. So the Rebbeinu shows the Bala Brachas. He's the one who's giving out the bracha, and the Kohen is only, if you will, the pipeline for which the bracha is being given. So I guess I go in the Bidali Feld is that sound. I was in Toronto. Toronto's in Canada. There's also a city, Kimi, Tion, Teixe, Taylor, with Hashem, Yorto, one of the cities actually in Europe. And it's very much on the show. Anyway, Toronto's in Canada. So I guess I told them, I asked him, what's the market for the Ashikah? So he tells me the following. I remember I heard this from him probably in 1984. That was the year I was there. And I asked him right away, I used to hang out. I was just talking. Anyway, so he told me that the following. He said, oh, I'm Noah Babakama. Noah says, Babakama, how do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he gave smicha to Yeshua Benun? He says, he gave it the Ba'ayim Teva, the Gemara says, Babakama. But he said, Moshe is Yod, the Gemara. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Chamber of the Gemara, the Yerushal Shaka. The one belongs to the Balabais, but the Ashakach. Hebrew said, go to the waiter. So the waiter had to give what they call it out to sell. They discovered the Hebrew word, tip, tip, tip. That's a Hebrew word. You may not know that. But anyway, so you give a tip to the waiter. So Dali Feld told me, this is a shot of that Ramah. And I'm saying, maybe you have a coin that's not so ay-ay-ay in his business ethics and his yashrus and emunah. Why belongs to the Baal HaBayis? The Baal HaBayis is Hashem Yisbah. But he was really shocked about giving a Hashem Kerach to the waiter. He's the waiter. I heard that shot. I jumped. I was spoiled from that shot. Anyway, I called my Rebbe. I go into this now because that's all I told him. I that shot. He said, the moment you come to America, you come and tell us Shiva this shot. So a few months later, I came to America. And on this now, that's all, took me to Shiva. I got a shot. I seen his Rebbe. And I told him, the Shiva. So he said the following. He said, but I've given a kush and I'm Gedalia. You have to kiss it. But as that shot, original, creative. Unbelievable shot based on the Rambam of Kabbalah, but that's a din. And the basic reason is not that Rambam Kohen Pam told me, shot is bullshit. Someone gives you a bracha, and I'm banking. You have to thank him. Someone gives you a bracha, you have to have the chetz. There are a few other reasons. Okay, I'm off the topic. Anyway, I'm back on the topic. So here we have now this yisod that those who hear the bracha of the kohanim have to thank Hashem, have to thank the sishah v'odo, because in effect, the real bala bracha is whom? Is the b'resho, the sum of shmi abonei yisrael ba'ami abarachei. I'll read the Lashon HaRambam, I actually zeraxed. Yal titma v'tayma, umat toil bir hased yodzeh, she'ein kibla abrocha toil b'kohanim elah l'akadosh baruch. He is the bala bracha, she'nema v'ani abarachei. Says Dr. Rambam.
Who was that for? Is that called on the kohanim?
No, I'm the one who's blessing Klal Yisrael. A koyanim oisim mitzvasam shem nitzavruba. The koy carries out the tzibur that he has. Because Baruch Hu Berachma Baruch Hu Yisrael Bechatzol.
Oh, I need that.
Every time Baruch Hu wants to do something, is Hashem involved. In effect, what greater act of chesed is there than what Hashem is brought does? He is about chesed mufla. He gives us the bracha, and that's mechayev us in hakaras hatov. We have to recognize, acknowledge the bracha that Hashem is bracha. We have to say, "Divrei Shech." If not, we are kfuyei tov. We are ingrates. We are not acknowledging the bracha of Hashem is bracha. Not magish the tuvah shakol bracha. That's basically what are we saying? That just like a person in Misha says the bracha, the person makes a bracha tova meitiv and Shmuel's tovos. Here also, and the hatova that Hashem is bracha granted us, namely. Through the Kohanim, through that pipeline, giving us a bracha, we have to recognize it, we have to acknowledge it. I'm just saying one more thing, and this is also relevant to this Gemara, because you see from this Gemara, in the Seas Kapayim leads to Hashra Sashina. There's a mifgash, which you would translate as a rendezvous. I mentioned a few times, Soloveitchik said that, I am going on the date with the Shekhinah. He always went on dates with the Shekhinah. I didn't know what that man was talking about. He was a romance for the Shekhinah that he had. So he wants that this is a romance with Hashem is Baruch and Kness yourself, put him upon him. We are facing Hashem, and that's what the Gemara says. And Ram calls it, I'll read the Rambam. He's over on three assays. And the Gemara calls him, talking about the guy, calls to Baruch, Amorahem, the Psalm of Shmi, those are three that the Gemara has. So he has to make sure that he's going to go ahead and do stuff. So what do you see? That there are a number of kiyumim in Nesias Kapayim. One is the bracha. The Kohanim had that kavana to bless the people. This is very important. This Mr. Brewer mentions. And the kavana should be to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And the bracha should be the Abba, number one. Number two, that three psukim that are being said before the tzibur. Namely, we're talking about not simply amira, but it has to be an amira of the Abba, as I mentioned a moment ago. Number three is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's being mashke shechina. As a result, the Seas Kapayim, go ahead, you want to say something. Okay, I'm sorry. the Rambam has, I'll read the Lashon HaRambam, he writes, I just won't respond. That's healthy, but I don't respond. You got everything, you got age and beauty. Anyway, so it says here, my father used to say, age before beauty. That's my father says. One of his, he had all these, witticisms. The Rosh Hashanah Rambam, he says, Ketzahim Nisiyas HaKapayim B'gulen, has to go to the Rambam, just read the language of the Rambam. Ve'eshe Agir Asher Yachtzivu L'Avoda, when it comes to Ritzeg, Shehova Ritzeg, Kol HaKonim, Lom B'Zakneses, Ne'akorim M'Mkoman, Ba'ochu Ba'ol V'duchen, Yom Nimshon Peneim, Ba'echal Ba'chorem Klapiyot. Initially, they're facing the Echal, and the back is to the people. Yes, we're saying, Kukon Tzitzok HaPayim, and their hands are clenched. Till he finishes Hatov Shimcha, then they open up their hands. And when they finish the three tukim, I'm going to discuss it separately because someone asked me this yesterday. When they come and finish the three tukim, the shatzibah begins the bracha achrona shel tefila, shisim shalom. They turn back to their own Kodesh. The Kodesh is Mosheim, and once again, they clench their fists. The only Shem B'duchim. So you see, according to the Rambam, that in effect, number one, before the Kohen begin the bracha, the hands are clenched. They're kufos. Only after the bracha, they are poshid es Mosheim and turn to the people. The question is, what exactly is this? This pishu that's false. And they open up their hands. Or hazaras padim klapi akol. What is it based on? Based on kosa baruchu padim k'neged padim. That's the Daraisa. The next tzrayim is one of the tzrayim that is required. But what is this issue that's most? What is the spreading of the hands was that, of course, Mesis Mehei Harakim, the Pasuk in Shashirim, has to be Hei Harakim, five windows. So it would seem, as I said a moment ago, that the Gemara says, that same Gemara, why don't you look at the Kohanim on the Aduchim? Because Shina Shuya Allah Shia Sposeh. The Gemara said there's a Ashwas Shina between the hands. And that explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Beit HaMikdash, when Kohen Duchen made Duchen, Lashin is Kapeim of the Mother of Yashem. The hands were above the heads. I'll discuss that also. Yes, Hashem, Tavilbi. Neshim Mavorchim is on B'Shem HaMaforesh. And where's the Shechina? L'malah Mikishu Yashem Bosem. The Shechina is above. So it comes out in the fact that this spreading of the hands is integral to Bichas Kohen. And the Samu Shmiah B'nai Yisrael is literally Hashuas HaShechina. And that's why when did Kohen do this Pishut that's both only after the Brichas HaMitzvah. This is a big machlokes. When it's done, I'll discuss that also. But anyway, but this is essentially a very significant part of the mitzvah, namely Hashuas HaShechina. And after the Brichas HaMitzvah, then the Aposhet Etz Poseim, in order the Bracha should be Chal, over the Siyasan, it's going on two things. Going on Hazar HaSpanim, they're going to be face to face, and going on also the Pishut that's both, the fact that their hands are being spread. Both of them are essentially a means to an end. What's the end? Hashuas HaShechina. You want the Shechina to be Shoreh, so it comes out, the Kohen, in effect, is involved in literally an action which brings about Hashuas HaShechina. And undoubtedly, as I said before, this Hashuas HaShechina is specifically connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Because only in the Beis HaMikdash do Kohanim raise their hands al Gabi Rasheim, and their Rishonim indicate clearly there's an Isra Mistaklis, that's the Gemara Chagiga that I mentioned, Mistakl Ein Okeo, because you're not supposed to look at the Shechina. But this Isra Mistaklis applies also outside of the Mikdash as a Rambam. Also here in Hilchos Tefillah, Ein Adam Mashori Listakel B'fnei HaKohanim B'Shor Shem Mevorchim Esaom. Why? Why should I not look at Kohanim? Kidei Shelo Yasichu Daita. In order that the Kohanim should not be diverted. If I start looking at the Kohanim, their attention is going to be diverted. The attention of the Kohanim. Elo Kolam Miskamnim L'Shmor HaBracha. We, the Klal Yisrael, has to have Kavana to hear the Bracha. U'mechadim Pneim Kedei B'fnei HaKohanim. Ve'einam Mabitim B'fneiem. So the Rambam tells you that the reason for all this is you might not have proper kavana. But the question is, why do we have to concentrate in Brichas Kohanim? Why does it have to be this kind of kavana? A focus on the bracha that the Kohanim are saying. Of course, we understand kavana is choshev in tefillah. Tefillah, my father had another ditty. Tefillah below kavana, kivuk b'li neshama. Tefillah without kavana is like a body without neshama. I forget this sirtol that I saw today from Rabbi Satzal. So one of the things they asked Rabbi, say Rabbi and Rabbi Hirschsprung, were very, very good friends. Both learned in over the Rav Price, Rav Hirschsprung actually knew Rav Price was. But Rav Price and Rav Hirschsprung were very good friends. One was in Toronto, one was in Montreal. They used to meet all the time. Rav Hirschsprung is in time, his father's in Toronto. And he used to come, and his son-in-law of Rav Hirschsprung, Dr. Tibor Judah, Shashem Yarach Yavos, he's a urologist, famous urologist, a Mary Dick alumna, that's tremendous. Igor, Louis Shikov, I used to be in his house every week. And then Rav Hirschsprung came, I was there. He'll call me up and make sure that I get there. My sweet Rav Hirschsprung, you could catch a verse from anything. Matter of fact, one of my sons, Svidov, the one that you know, so he's Babitza. And we left, that's when we left Hutzaritz of Rav Hirschsprung. The week before we left, we went to see him. He was there in Toronto. And so I told him to prepare a sugi and gittin. And let's see if Rav Hirschsprung can even know the sugi and gittin. So he prepared the sugi and gittin. Svidov. He knew it inside out. I've known it many, many times. And he was 13 years old, the whole omid. He knew the omid gemash and takes us inside out. That's just back in the board. We go to Rav Hirschsprung, no, what's land there? Younger man, what are you learning? So he says, Gittin, doesn't the daf. Oh, he says, Baruch Hashem, he says, Gavaldi Gaddaf. And then he says, what would you like? He says, so I am my unmitigated chutzpah. I say, I'd like to hear the daf from the goyim. He then proceeds to say the entire daf on the spot. He proceeds to say the whole daf, Balpet. Then I said, okay, that's my daf. What about Rashi? And then proceeds to say the whole Rashi. And what about Texas? And then says the whole Texas. Each day we have muscle, just repeats it word for word. I have a Gemara from him. I just follow him. No, no, no. About the wrong shooting. In order to get a Chachmi Lublin, you had to get past him. That's such a simple matter. Spent his whole life. Anyway, the funny part in this year's tone that I wanted to mention, so this, whatever they call it, these are the movies that I watch about, I've done it on Christ. Those are the movies that go through. Anyway, so they asked Rav Price, what about saying Divrei Torah in English? They said, Mishkintam. How do you say Divrei Torah in English? Mishkintam has no flavor whatsoever. What is it comparable to? He said, it's comparable to someone coming on Shabbos and eating frozen cholent. I love that lasha. Anyway, so the back over here. So the what?
Spoke
of course. What other language is there? Rabbi Soloveitchik, his native tongue was Yiddish. His Yiddish was Le'elo Le'ela. They all spoke Yiddish. They all spoke English. Abdullah Nehemiah Shapainsi only spoke Yiddish. He understood English at 50 years in the United States. After a while, something got a rub off. But Akhmedetsky, Yiddish, none of them spoke English well. It was Yiddish is the most beautiful. Talking about Soloveitchik, he said once, he said that Yiddish has a din of Tashmish Kedusha and the Mishnah Megillah, because it was Mishamish Dvam Shabikdusha, Chazal, Shas, Rambam, Poskim, etc. It's called the Tashmish Kedusha. That's what he called it. It's a bit of a Kiddush, but whatever the case is, I mean, according to Rashi, French. According to the German, Bali takes it German. So I made the old Tashmish Kedusha. Okay, but just let's get this down here before I turn into I don't know what. But anyway, at 9 o'clock, I turn into something. Anyway, so the whole idea of Bechas Kohanim is Amidah L'Pnei Hashchina. It's to stand in the presence of Hashchina. Now, whenever a person stands before Hashem, Rav Soloveitchik many times said this over, person, the moment you feel you're in the presence of Hashem, you have a chiyuv to erupt in Shira. You have to burst out in Shira. We see that from the Shira every day, I say every morning. And whenever a person can point to Hashem is Barach, Zekeli V'Anveyu. So Chazal say, and they were able to, and the Lashon, if you remember, here also in the context of Shemini, Vateitze Eish V'Lefnei Hashem, and the Pasuk says, and unfortunately they passed away, Bayar Kolom, Bayaronu, Bayif Lafanei, when they were there, Dashvas Hashchina, Bayaronu, Zot the Targum, V'Shabochu, Lashon Targum Onkelos, that I know from 5 years old, my father's Chazal Lebracha, V'Shabochu. They said, Shema to Hashem is Barak. Why? Why does Uncle say that? Because the moment a person is in the presence of Hashem is Barak, he's mechuyev to go ahead and say Sheva. And that's exactly the Rabban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos. He talks about the idea of Simchas Yom Tov. Why is there more of a Simcha and Yom Tov? Because they're always in the presence of the Shekhinah. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, up, down, all around. It's only a double Chabad. Except I know the Tanya also, so I know a bit more. But anyway, also I learned a little time. But the idea of Simcha is the idea of standing with Hashem. When a person is in the presence of Hashem, that requires an eruption, a volcanic eruption. Namely, on our part, we have to respond by saying Sherech Vodah. So basically, Bichas Kohen and V'chaim Shira, and that's exactly what the Gemara Tzoyk that I began with a little while ago talks about all the psukim. Now, the Shechina is looking for a Mizbarech, a recipient of the bracha, a klei kibul who will respond accordingly. Klum yesh eved shemavarchem asav ve'imaz ve'bonim. It's a pasuk that an eved that gives a bracha, he doesn't respond. So Bichas Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash has in it this double element. Number one, the bracha itself precipitates hashuas hashchina. The mavarch is Hashem is bracha. The mizbarchem akal Yisrael, and we have ponim el ponim encounter with Hashem is bracha. Number two, in the midrash is an additional hashuas hashchina. The shem ha'mavarch. The tetragrammaton is being used by the Kohen of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore the Chomakim Asher Aski Yishmi Over Lecho Ve'Aticha. The pasuk says, "Namely, we understand now the whole machlokas Amoraim that we began with and will end with this is now understood. Namely, that Amoraim has an argument regarding which psukim to be said over here. All these psukim that I mentioned before, those psukim are shir b'shevach because of Gilu Shchina. Now the only question is that are we begulin those who are outside the Chomakim Hamikdash? Is there also an obligation to say Shiva Shevach outside the Mikdash? So you have a machlokes. One says only the highest level of Gilu Shechina is Mechayv and Shiva Shevach. But one is really the Nei Hashem, that's in the Mikdash. The Gemara says, and one of my cousins, the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kula is continued to be Keregel Damya. Kohen Gadol can't leave the Mikdash. But it can't leave the Reis HaMikdash. He has to be there on an ongoing kind of basis. So that's Mechayv and Shechina. And that's Mechayv the Shira. Mashenki Yachol Yod, the Chutzaretz. It's not the same dialogue of Gilu Shechina, and the one on the other says the same obligation is not there. Okay, what we did was these are two shirim that are just essentially preambles, and there may be one or two more preambles, but eventually I will get to Halacha Lemaisa, but I always have to approach Halacha Lemaisa from a conceptual framework, otherwise I can't begin to even understand what's going on, and that's how I have to. Yeah, that's right, correct. That's right, only in Migdash is that level of Shechina presence. That's correct. 100%. Okay.